cool down for summer. School out forever. Hey, kiddies, how about if I was to tell you that all the schools are gonna never come back? Oh, you don't have to worry about going back until later on, maybe next year. That's right, all the kids are happy. Yay, school's out forever. That's right. The little screw-offs, you notice that? There's a reason Rush Limbaugh calls them screw-offs in the little minds of mush, because your government has been taking those minds and mush and indoctrinating everybody. And now that this here little cold has got everybody all upset and all the screw-offs are closed, maybe it's time for us to think about doing something a little bit different and not let the state train and indoctrinate our kids. Today on ED Investigations, we're gonna talk about this here. In my little county, Kershaw County, South Carolina, they couldn't close the schools last week, and they're scrambling around with the little yellow buses and bringing food to the little youngins' minds and mush, you know. And now all the mommies got to stay home, or the daddies got to somebody got to stay home, and so they're not working, and mom's going crazy because she used to put the kids in daycare or screw-offs, let the government take care of them while she goes to work, because it takes two people to make a paycheck now. Two people to make that same lifestyle that used to be one person way back in the 1960s and all. But there's another great thing, that now there won't be no school shootings because there ain't no schools to shoot up at. I mean, they go shoot the building and everything, but, you know, there ain't no youngins in there. So they ain't piled up in one place, and there's no gun zone where people can shoot them up and everything else. The government created this here problem, and now we got to pay for it. Now the government says, oh, we're going to save you by closing down the screw-offs. Well, they... Great. They are the ones that caused the problem in the first place. Everybody knows everybody gets sick going to school. Why? Because they're all up in the crowds and everything, the viruses and everything go. Every year it's the same thing. All the school children get all sick and they take it home. There ain't no telling how much production's lost because of all these Petri centers that where all these viruses can go. And now, why are they closing down? Oh, we got to stop the virus, the beer virus. We got to stop it. We all know them schools just ain't worth a crap. And the more money we put in it, the more tax money they take from us and everything, the no better they get. And they get bigger and bigger, and they spend money on these big buildings. And they got more people running the place than they got teaching in the place. And bad teachers, they just go along and go along, and they get retirement, and they bad teachers the whole time. There ain't no competition. It's a monopoly. The state had a monopoly on indoctrinating your kids. And schools, you see what they were designed to do? Schools were designed to make you feel like you are not an individual. You are part of the collective, and the collective owns you. It teaches you how to submit. It teaches you how to think or not think. That's probably more like it, not thinking. I mean, they teach you a little bit of writing and arithmetic. They just want you just smart enough to, you know, build a widget or something like that. And then what the schools are meant to do is weed out the people, find the people that are good at stuff, and then let the other people go. but pigeonholing, putting people in pigeonholes, here and tech school, here, and you ain't smart enough, go over here and be a welder, and you ain't really smart enough, go fry some hamburgers at McDonald's. Now you a rocket science, come on over here, I'm gonna make sure you do all right, babe. That's how you pick your politician, that's how you pick all these smart people. This is the way that the evil machine starts to find the people it needs to do the evil things that the government does all over the place, and in banking and all that. How do you think that y'all ever hear shit floats to the top? Well, here you go. This is how shit floats to the top. And this is the first beginning of it. They get you in damn kindergarten. And then they take you up through 12 years of indoctrination. And those are the best and indoctrinated and the smartest. They get elevated up into a politician, and then the next thing you know, they're a millionaire, and they do what they told them. That's how it works. And schools were meant to take over for the mommy and daddy. And that's why they had feminism. They had to get mommy out of the work. And then they got two people paying taxes instead of just daddy. And so it's double benefit for these here owners of the cattle, the owners of slave landia that y'all live in. Ain't it time that we quit letting them educate our kids? You know why we don't do nothing? Because we was educated by them. Don't y'all understand? We done. I can't believe you people don't understand it. Well, yes I can, because you went through the government education system like your mama, like your daddy, and everybody else in the last 9-10 generations. That's why y'all won't accept it. Y'all do anything these people say, because you've been indoctrinated for generations. Now you're dumbed down where you can't figure out what the hell is going on around you. What if you got rid of all those little boxes and everything and do it like the free market? Let Mary have a Mary's house of learning, and Bob could have Bob's house of math, and they could compete. And the bad teachers would go out of business, and the good teachers would have buku business. It'd be in business all over the place. And you could have online. And I guarantee you'd have free education all you wanted if you wanted it. Just let the free market do it and get rid of this here monopoly and this little cold incident where everything's shutting down. We ought to be able to think about this instead of just panicking and buying toilet paper everywhere. And all you people that's gonna have to stay at home, quarantined or locked down or taking care of the youngins or whatever, instead of watching old reruns of basketball games that ain't being played, or football games or baseball game repeats, or The Price is Right, why don't you get on the computer and do a little ding, 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 and do some investigation. Find out what's going on around here. Look into your education. Once you find out what's going on, you ain't gonna want to send your youngins back to that place anyway. And if we all don't send them over there, what are they gonna do? They can't do nothing to us. We are way more than they are. I just think it's time to wake up, people. While you ain't doing nothing, do a little homework. Just remember, they don't give a crap about you. They don't give a crap about me. They don't give a crap about nobody but themselves. And they are out to get us. They're going to get us all something to think about. Pork Chop, ED Investigations, y'all come back.